Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. It's Friday, so today's the day we take some time to pray and reflect on the topic we've been exploring all week. In this case, we've been looking at Palm Sunday, getting ready for that day on Sunday when we commemorate Jesus's entry into Jerusalem, which many expected would be his entry as a king, the kind of king they expected, on a stallion, sort of swinging, there to kick out the Romans who had oppressed them for so long. Can hardly blame them in some ways, having lived in that kind of experience. However, Jesus didn't plan to be the kind of king that they had in mind. Jesus was going to be a good king, perfect king. He was God himself here on earth, here to be consistent with who God had always been. And that was a wonderful thing. Was far better than people imagined. But of course, their expectations of who God was, their expectations of who their Messiah would be, their king, their new king, all these expectations got in the way of who God and their true king really were. So we need to take some time to pray, because our expectations of God can sometimes get in our way, our way of knowing who God really is and seeing God for who he really is. So we're going to take some time to pray using the same structure that we've used the last few weeks and will use from now on. The fourfold structure of adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. In other words, telling God he's great, we're sorry, thank you, and asking for something. So let's take some time to pray now. I invite you to take a minute to get settled, get quiet wherever you are, to just stop and take a moment to breathe. Well, I'd invite you to take a moment to tell God a little bit about who he is to you. That he's more than you ever asked or imagined. Now take some time to say that you're sorry for the times you've had small expectations of God, or when you've let those expectations get in the way of God truly communicating who he really is to you. It's a good time to say we're sorry for our pride, our arrogance, in approaching the God of the universe in such a way. Now let's give thanks to God for being more than we deserved, for giving us more than we deserve, for looking past our arrogance and pride, wanting a relationship with us anyway. And finally, let's ask God to help us seek him on his terms rather than our own, to open our hearts and minds to something far greater, someone far greater than we deserve, than we wanted, than we imagined, but who's exactly what we needed. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'll see you on Monday. We're going to take a break from our series, just like we did this week, and we're going to be looking at Easter. We're going to be getting ready for Good Friday, remembering Jesus' death. So this week will be a bit different as well. I'll see you then. Bye for now.